Hi, honey.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Darning your socks.
Well, good for you. I didn't know you knew how to darn.
Oh, sure. There's nothing to it. Especially if you have a darning egg. Boy, you should have seen the hole in this one. It's taken me a half an hour to sew it up. There. Darn it, I sewed up the top.
Oh, Lucy, you're amazing.
Oh, well, I'll just have to rip it out.
No, don't do that.
Why?
I can use it as a blackjack.
Oh, oh, I gotta fix it. Honey, where are you going?
I'm going to rehearsal, honey.
Again? You've been to rehearsal every day for a week.
I know, but I can't help it.
Wouldn't it be easier to get good musicians?
Please, no disparaging remarks. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Jerry. Well, my goodness, Jerry, there must be millions of girls who want to take this job. Oh, look, Jerry, don't I have enough trouble putting the whole television show together without having to look for a girl to do the commercial? ¿Cuántas veces te ha dicho que no me llames a la casa? Ahora lo entendió todo.
Never mind. I know what you're talking about. What about a television show, Ricky?
Wait a minute. All right, Jerry, I'll get the girl to do the commercial. Goodbye.
Well,
I'm going to do a television show, that's all. You cannot be on it.
Oh, Ricky, please, just let me do the commercial.
Nothing doing.
Why not?
Look, honey, this is too big a chance for me. I need someone with a lot of experience.
Well, I've had experience.
You've never even been on a television show.
Well, maybe not, but I've watched them a lot.
There's a slight difference.
Oh, now, Ricky.
I'm sorry, honey. I gotta go now. I'll see you later.
Oh!
Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
Evening work done up here? Ethel's gone to see her mother for a couple of days, and I got a lot of time.
Ethel's gone, and you want to work?
Yeah, it seems loafing isn't any fun unless she's nagging at me to get some work done.
Nothing to do up here unless you want a job knocking some sense into Ricky's head.
What's the matter?
Well, he's going to MC a big television show and they need a girl to do the commercial. Now, you know how good I am at that.
Oh, sure. I've seen you do 100 television commercials.
Well, I would be good if somebody'd ever give me a chance.
Now, why don't you just relax and forget the whole thing?
Gee, if there was only some way Ricky could see me on television.
Well, now, maybe you'd qualify as a lady wrestler.
Wait a minute. I got it. I know what I'm going to do.
What?
Well, listen, when Ricky comes home tonight, I'm not going to be here, but you are.
Oh, I am, huh?
Yeah, and you're going to turn on that television set, and you know who's going to be on it?
Well, I can only hope it's Faye Emerson.
No, it's going to be me.
Well, how are you going to work that out?
Never mind. You just turn on that set and leave the rest to me. Okay, Buster?
Oh, hello, Fred.
Oh, hi, Rick.
Where's Lucy?
I don't know. I come up to watch your televisions. Ours is on the blink.
Oh?
And there's a wonderful show coming on just about now.
23 minutes after 4?
Yeah. Now sit down there. I want you to watch it. You'll enjoy it. That's Lucy. She's on television.
Yeah, how about that? I can't get over how clear the picture is. Well, what do you know? Third dimensional television. Such a hot show, Fred. I think I'll get another station.
Oh. As our first offering this evening, we... Stop that! Now go back and sit down.
That's very funny. Now come on out of there.
As our first offering this evening, we present...
Lucy, I said come on out of there.
As our first offering this evening, we present that inimitable personality, that talented performer, that versatile entertainer, Lucy Ricardo! Ah!
really sorry.
Are you truly sorry?
Yeah.
Well, are you sorry enough to let me do the commercial?
No.
Oh, why not?
Look, honey, even if I wanted to give you the job, I couldn't. I already hired another girl.
Oh.
Say, what did you do with all the works?
I took them out.
Well, I can see that, but where is it?
It?
Yeah. The chassis slides right out.
All in one piece?
Yeah, all in one piece. What do you mean?
Well...
Lucy, what have you done?
Well, I didn't know it all came out together.
So?
So, I took it out one piece at a time.
Lucy, I gotta be at a television rehearsal in half an hour. Is my breakfast ready?
Are you still not speaking to me? Look, I don't care if you don't want to talk to me or not, but please get up and fix my breakfast. I need my strength. Lucy, are you gonna fix my breakfast or not? What do you want me to do, starve to death?
Would you please?
Look, I had a perfect right to bawl you out. Putting that television set together is going to cost a fortune. Maybe more.
I'm glad it's broken.
Glad?
Yes, now I won't have to look at your silly Cuban mug on that show tonight.
Ay, qué barbaridad. No sé lo que le pasa a esta mujer. Cada vez, cada semana se pone peor y peor de la cabeza. Yo me voy a ir de aquí, me voy a ir para otro lugar porque no lo puedo aguantar más. Está completamente equivocado de todo. No sé lo que le pasa.
Hello. Oh, Fred. Could you come up for a minute, please? Señora Ricardo and I are not speaking to each other. And I'd like you to do me a favor. Thank you, Fred.
Hi, Rick. What do you want?
Well, listen, Fred. I gotta go to rehearsal right away, and I'm expecting a very important phone call. And Lucy's mad at me. So would you please stay here and give someone a message?
Sure.
Well, the girl that is gonna do the television commercial is gonna call. Now, you tell her to be at Studio 10. Television Center at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
All right.
Thanks a lot, friend.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Oh, hello, Fred. What are you doing here?
Oh, hi. Ricky asked me to wait here and take a telephone message. He told me that you two aren't speaking to each other.
Oh, well. I'll take the call, Fred. It's silly to have you wait up here.
All right. It's from the girl who's doing the commercials on Ricky's television show tonight. And he wants her to be sure and get the message. Now, you won't mind this, Lucy.
Oh, no, not at all. Television Center, Studio 10, 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Hey, how did you know that?
Oh, well, that's where Ricky does all of his television shows.
Oh. Well, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hello? Oh, no, Mr. Ricardo isn't here. Oh, yes, he wanted me to give you a message. He said to tell you that he's very sorry, but they've already hired another girl to do the commercial, and they won't be needing you after all. Say goodbye. Deedle-deedle-dee-dee!
Okay, Joe, I'm ready to rehearse the commercial. Where's the girl?
She's studying her script. She'll be right in here.
This the new sponsor?
Yeah.
Stuff any good?
Well, it ought to be. It's got everything in it. Meat, vegetables, minerals, vitamins.
Wonder where she is.
Alcohol, 23%. Alcohol, 23%?
Oh. Are you the young lady who's going to do the commercial?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm Ross Elliott, the director.
Oh,
how do you do?
How do you do? I'm Lucille McGillicuddy.
Ricky sure knows how to pick them.
Oh, thank you.
You know your lines yet?
Well, I think so.
Well, let's run through it once.
All right.
Now you stand right over here.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's try it once, and remember, be bright and vivacious.
Yes, sir.
All right. Maury, will you stand by with the script, please? All right.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle.
Now, you pick up the bottle.
Oh.
A little higher. That's right.
The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin. Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health. All you do is take a tablespoonful after every meal.
Now you take some.
Oh. It's so tasty, too. Just like candy.
No, 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 no. Look, you're supposed to like the stuff. You've got to smile, be happy.
Yes,
now try it again.
Yes, sir. It's so tasty, too. Just like candy.
Nope, once more.
So tasty, too. It's just like candy.
That's going to be fine. You just go ahead.
Okay. So why don't you join the thousands of happy, peppy people and get a great big bottle of Vitamita Benjamin tomorrow. That's Vitamita Benjamin.
Oh, that's fine, fine. Now you've got the feeling. Now I'd like to try it once more, only this time faster and brighter.
Faster and brighter, yes, sir.
Hiya, Russ.
Oh, hello, Ricky.
Hiya, Lucy. I want to see you over that number.
Hi.
And what, may I ask, are you doing here?
Well, she's going to do the commercial.
She's going to do the commercial?
Yeah.
What did you do to the girl that was supposed to be here? Now, Lucy, I told you you couldn't do the commercial. Now, what's the big idea? Lucy, what have you got to say for yourself?
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, Rhonda?
Never mind.
You poop out at parties.
Never mind. Now, come on. You're going home.
Now, wait a minute, Ricky. It's too late to get anybody else. Besides, she's pretty good.
Oh, sure.
No, I mean it. Listen to her. You go ahead, Miss McGillicuddy.
Yeah, go ahead,
Miss McGillicuddy.
Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin. Yes, Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health. All you do is take a big tablespoonful after every meal. It's so tasty, too. Tastes just like candy. So why don't you join the thousands of happy, peppy people and get a great big bottle of Vitamita Benjamin tomorrow. That's Vitamita Benjamin.
See what I mean?
All right. You can do it tonight. But only because we're in a spot and it's late, understand?
Yes, sir. Oh.
You better be good, too.
I'll go see about the number, Russ.
Okay. Now, I'd like to do it once more, this time from It's So Tasty, Too.
It's So Tasty, Too.
That's right.
Yes, sir. It's so tasty, too. Just like candy. You know, this stuff tastes pretty good once you get used to it.
Yes, I know. Now, would you go ahead, please? It's so tasty, too.
Oh. It's so tasty, too. So,
So, I don't know where to start unless I begin at the beginning.
All right, start at the beginning.
Oh, thank you. Hello, friends. I'm your Vitamita Benjamin girl. Are you tired, run down, listless? Do you poop out at parties? Are you unpopular? The answer to all your problems is in this little bottle. Little bottle. Vitamita Benjamin. Vitamita Benjamin contains vitamins, meat, vegetables, and minerals. Yes, with Vitamita Benjamin, you can spoon your way to health. All you have to do is take a big tablespoonful after every meal. It's so tasty, too. Tastes like candy. Honest. Join the thousands of happy, peppy people and get a great big bottle of Vitamita Benjamin. Remember that name. Mita Vata Meaty Mat.
Miss McGillicuddy.
Hmm?
Are you feeling all right?
Oh, I feel fine, but it's awful hot in here. It must be the light.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah?
The audio man wants to get a level on her voice.
Oh. Miss McGillicuddy.
Huh?
Would you mind doing it just once more, please?
Oh, no, sir. I'm going to be perfectly all right.
Thank you. Okay in the control room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, we're going to time it this time. You ready? Go.
You know, you're awfully nice.
Thank you. Would you go ahead, please?
Well, I'm your Vitamin girl. Are you tired of run down and listless? Do you pop out at parties? But you know, it's hot in here.
Well, do you think you'll be able to go on with the show? Well, do you?
What?
know. I think you'd better take a little rest until showtime.
Yeah, boy, sure is hot in here.
Joe, would you take Miss McGillicuddy to one of the dressing rooms and let her rest until showtime?
Oh, sure. Come on, Miss McGillicuddy.
Joe, is it hot in here to you? Pardon me. Thank you. You're very nice. You've been a perfect gentleman. Come on, Joe.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah?
Where's that girl that's supposed to do the commercial? I can't find her.
She's taking a nap in one of the dressing
rooms. No, she's not. I looked in the dressing room.
Well, find her and get Ricky out here. We're on the air in 15 seconds.
Okay. Stand by, everybody. 15 seconds. Hey, Ricky, you're on. Ricky.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
15 seconds.
All right. A little further back, Ricky.
Further back. All right.
A little more. That's it. Stand by, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Saturday Night Varieties. My name is Ricky Ricardo. I'm your host for this evening. We have some wonderful acts, and I think we're all going to have a lot of fun. So, if we may, we'd like to start things off with a little music. Mr. Hatch, if you please.
De San Eugenio yendo hacia el Prado la conocí. Yo era el torero de Mastronio y el más castizo de tu Madrid. Y ven Calesa pidiendo guerra y yo al mirarla estremecí. Y ella al notarlo bajó del coche y muy garbosa se vino a mí. Tiré la capa con gesto altivo y descubriéndome le dije así: pisa morena, pisa con garbo, que un relicario te voy a hacer. Con el trocito de mi capote que haya pisado tu lindo pie. ¡Everybody, let's go! Con gesto altivo y descubriendo que así pisa morena, pisa con carro, un relicario te voy a ver, el capito de mi capo.
The part of the director was played by Ross Elliott. Joel was played by Jerry Hausner. Desilu production.